Learn about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
It's 94 degrees in Topeka, 95 here in Lawrence, 99 in Chanute. It is 6:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and many other frequencies too. They are all listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are also streaming both KPR 1 and KPR 2. You can also access KPR programming through the KPR app. We have one for iTunes and we have one for Android.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. About 12 minutes from now, we will have news headlines. Then the FBI says it is still working on its investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. We will learn about Druze identity. The Druze community is Arab but can claim Israeli citizenship. We will talk about that with Kat Lonsdorf. Iowa has tightened its abortion ban, and we will hear from congressional Democrats weighing in on Kamala Harris's top picks for running mate. Those stories and much more still to come.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu.
An excessive heat warning for virtually all of the KPR listening area through 7 o'clock Thursday night. Some folks it runs a little later. Some folks it runs sort of off and on with heat advisories. The bottom line, it's going to be hot for the next few days. Take care. The time is 6:20.
Supreme Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Public Library, encouraging folks new to Lawrence to sign up for a library card, attend events, borrow books and movies, and meet new people at this community hub. Information at lplks.org.
News headlines are coming up next, then another 30 minutes of All Things Considered. An excessive heat warning is in effect for most of the KPR listening area through 7 o'clock Thursday night. It is 6:30.
Well, stocks finished mixed on Wall Street ahead of this week's Fed meeting on interest rates. The Dow lost 49 points, down a fraction. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed former State Attorney General Derek Schmidt in the five-candidate Republican Party primary in the 2nd Congressional District of Kansas. Trump said he was impressed that Schmidt was reelected Attorney General in 2016 and 2020 by wide margins. The Kansas Reflector reports that five candidates have entered the Republican primary for the seat being vacated by U.S. Representative Jake LaTurner, who decided against seeking re-election to Congress. It's harder for Kansans to access and afford mental health care than residents of most other states. That's according to a new report by the nonprofit Mental Health America. Kansas rose in the report's overall rankings compared to 2 years ago, but underperformed the national average on health insurance coverage. Eric Littweiler is with the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas. He says expanding Medicaid could help.
At the end of the day, if an adult needs paid mental health care and they can't get it because we haven't expanded Medicaid yet, then that's just the way it is.
Kansas adults with mental illnesses are much more likely to say they can't see a doctor due to costs than the national average. Kansas youth with depression are also less likely to receive treatment. At the Paris Olympics, Derek Mine of Paola, Kansas, completed his first day of qualifying in the men's trap shooting competition. He missed only 3 of the 75 targets, but the co-leaders, Rickard Andersson of Sweden and James Willett of Australia, each only missed 1. The top 6 will move on to the final. Mine is currently tied for 6th place. Day 2 of qualifying will take place tomorrow. An excessive heat warning is in effect for virtually all of the KPR listening area. It is in effect through 7 o'clock Thursday night. In those next few days, we could see heat index values up to 113 in some areas. The excessive heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock Thursday night for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. We have a variety of mixtures of heat advisories and excessive heat warnings for the remainder of the KPR broadcast area. So make sure you stay hydrated, stay cool if you can. The time is 6:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
In addition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyonce is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
You can start off your day with Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Lots of other frequencies, too. We're always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have classical music with Destiny tonight. Going for Baroque, Bach, and Vivaldi. Both composers actually passed to their great reward on the same day, 9 years apart, on July 28th. Was it coincidence? Was it fate? We will also hear some Kreisler and some Mozart tonight. Join us for classical music on KPR One stations. If you are joining us on KPR Two, stick around for This American Life, immediately following All Things Considered. Excessive heat warning in effect for practically the entire KPR listening area through 7 o'clock Thursday night. It's 95 degrees in Lawrence. It is 100 in Emporia at 10 minutes before 7.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where fall color seekers can find miles of sugary white sand beaches and emerald green gulf waters, as well as fiery red, orange, and yellow sunsets. More at visitspc.com. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. From Workday, with AI at the core of its system, Workday is committed to delivering continuous innovation to prepare organizations for what's next. Workday, an enterprise platform for finance and HR. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
So Morning Edition from NPR News can't transport you to the beach this summer, but we can keep you company through all your summer adventures and keep you informed. Listen weekdays.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Up next, news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, focusing on the Baroque tonight. Bach, Vivaldi, tributes to Bach and Vivaldi. It's going to be great. Stay tuned. Destiny is on her way next.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Excessive heat warning in effect through 7 o'clock Thursday night for virtually all of the KPR listening area. It is not going to cool down much overnight, so be aware of that. Stay safe, stay hydrated. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Congressional Democrats are talking up their own favorite picks for likely Democratic nominee Kamala Harris's running mate. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports lawmakers are eager to draw contrast with the Trump-Vance ticket.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, who was Hillary Clinton's running mate in 2016, notes this year's vetting process is on a much more accelerated timeline. While some Democrats are urging Harris to pick someone from a key swing state, Kaine argues personal chemistry is the most important factor.
You have to have someone that you trust will be brutally candid with you in a closed room, but then be completely publicly supportive and respectful outside the closed room.
Democrats in the House and Senate are making the case for several candidates on Harris's short list. In particular, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Harris is expected to announce her running mate by August 7th. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, The Capitol.
The FBI says former President Trump has agreed to be interviewed in its investigation into the attempted assassination at a rally in Pennsylvania 2 weeks ago. The agency is looking into the possible motive of the 20-year-old gunman who was killed by law enforcement at the scene. A new investigation shows that the Springfield, Illinois sheriff's deputy who shot and killed a black woman in her home earlier this month had previously been discharged from the U.S. Army. Farrah Anderson of Illinois Public Media has more.
The killing of Sonia Massey by Sean Grayson, who's white, has prompted a statement from the president and a federal investigation. It has been learned that Grayson was discharged from the U.S. Army for serious misconduct. State employment records show he's worked at half a dozen Illinois police departments. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is representing Massey's family. He says Grayson's record should have stopped his policing career.
When you look at the video, coupled with the fact that he's had 6 different agencies in the last 4 years, it raises all kinds of red flags.
Grayson also had a history of driving under the influence. He's pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and other charges. For NPR News, I'm Farrah Anderson.
Venezuela's authoritarian president, Nicolas Maduro, has claimed victory in the presidential race, despite exit polling showing that the challenger got twice as many votes as he did. The country's National Electoral Council, which Maduro controls, says he won 51% of the vote to the opposition candidate's 44%. That has world leaders casting doubt on his claims. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
We've seen the announcement by Venezuelan electoral authorities. And quite frankly, we have serious concerns that the result, as announced, does not reflect the will and the votes of the Venezuelan people.
The U.S. is calling for transparency. This is NPR.
Support for NPR and the Tiny Desk Contest comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. Capital One is proud to support NPR Music and the Tiny Desk Contest. Capital One, what's in your wallet? This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate, July 29th. The moon and 3 bright companions form a figure that resembles the outline of a sail early tomorrow. Mars is close to the lower right of the moon and looks like a bright orange star.
much brighter Jupiter is farther below the moon. And the star Aldebaran is to the right of Jupiter. It looks like a near twin of Mars, almost exactly the same brightness and color. Robotic ambassadors from Earth are studying three of the four bodies from close range, all but Aldebaran, which is 65 light-years away. Several spacecraft are studying the Moon, with quite a few more scheduled for arrival over the coming year or two. The longest-lived current mission is Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. It's been mapping the Moon for 15 years. Only one mission is active at Jupiter. Juno entered orbit around the giant planet 8 years ago. It studied Jupiter itself, plus several of the planet's large moons. And a whole bunch of missions are operating at Mars. Orbiters and rovers launched and controlled by the United States, China, Europe, India, and the United Arab Emirates. Two of the orbiters have been operating for more than 2 decades, and the Curiosity rover has been trundling along the surface for 12 years. The pace of Mars missions has slowed down, but several missions are in the planning stages, including some that would bring Martian samples back to Earth. More about the Moon and its companions tomorrow. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, located in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Thank you.
Monday evening, KPR friends. Many of you probably recognize that music, Bach Air from the Orchestral Suite No. 3. This recording was with Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic. Hello, I am Destiny. So glad you are here with me. Today is a very special day. Well, actually yesterday was, but we are extending it to this hour of evening classical because on July 28th in 1741, Vivaldi passed away, and precisely 9 years later, so did Bach on the same day. And coincidentally, they were both born in March. There is a historical fact to blow your mind. So Baroque lovers often refer to the date of July 28th as a black day in music because of this. And I don't know, I think that's very interesting. Two of the finest Baroque composers. So in that vein, we are celebrating them at around 7:30. I've got something by Mozart that is a tribute to Bach. I think you will like it. Right now, we get to hear some Vivaldi. And in fact, not just any Vivaldi, it is the Favorite Concerto. Yes, this is what it's called. I hope you enjoy it. Right now on KPR, it's with the Solisti Italiani, Vivaldi's Il Favorito on KPR.
Vivaldi's Il Favorito Concerto here on KPR with Solisti Italiani. Very dramatic, that Vivaldi. He knew what he was doing. You know, a lot of composers really, really admired Vivaldi, and some of them even went on to write in the style of Vivaldi, most notably the great violinist Fritz Kreisler. So I have quite the treat for you at around 7:37 in about, 5 or 6 minutes after we listen to some delightful Mozart. But first, I'm going to have just a teeny little chat with you. If you've been listening for a while, you've probably heard a few of our membership drives, right? We tend to have a lot of fun on those, and we know sometimes it can be tough to take the first step to making a donation. You might ask, like I would, does it really matter? It's just one donation. Well, it actually does, because your support combined with all other KPR members makes amazing things happen, like these classical music shows. We really rely on you. If you would join today at kansaspublic.org and support us, we would be so grateful. Thank you. One of our awesome supporters is Spider Art Constructors. They offer foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More info at Spider, that's Spider with a Y, so a friendly spider, Spider with a Y, artconstructors.com. All right. Mozart wrote something as he admired Bach, as most composers did. This is the Adagio and Fugue number 3 after J.S. Bach. I hope you enjoy it right now on KPRs with Larka Budelli. Here we go.
Thank you. Larkubadeli plays Mozart's Adagio and Fugue No. 3 after J.S. Bach here on KPR. This is an hour of a tribute, shall we say, to Vivaldi and Bach, both of whom died on July 28th. Yes, exactly the same day, however, 9 years apart. History. It's so fascinating. Well, for those of you that might have your fill of Bach and Vivaldi, I do have something for you at the end of the hour that is not by either of them. It is a lovely capriccio for oboe and piano that I think fits quite nicely. So keep on listening with me for that. I know that you are going to really enjoy this music by Fritz Kreisler coming up because it's in the style of Vivaldi and it's quite nice. But first, I'd like to thank one of our great supporters here at KPR, the Blue Collar Press. They are located in Lawrence, Kansas. The Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More info is at bluecollarpress.com. All right, time for some music by Fritz Kreisler, who was a violinist and wrote many things in the style of, and this violin concerto is, well, in the style of Vivaldi, by one of my favorite violinists, Gil Shaham, with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Violin Concerto in the Style of Vivaldi by Fritz Kreisler here on KPR. That was the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra and Gil Shaham on violin. Very fun, very fun. Vivaldi and Bach, some of the great composers, and it's so nice that musicians like Fritz Kreisler decided to write in their style, I think, so we can say long live Baroque. You Baroque fans are getting a lot of good music tonight. I hope you are enjoying it. Well, for those of you that need something a little more romantic, I'm going to give you that right now on KPR. It is a lovely capriccio for oboe and piano to close out our evening together. It is by Ponchielli, and it is so nice. It's with Heinz Holliger on oboe and Gabriel Burgin on piano. Let's enjoy it together right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Ponchielli's Capriccio for oboe and piano here on KPR with Heinz Holliger and Gabriel Bergen. That was our closer for this evening, and this is the last Monday of July. Yes, so you regular lovely listeners out there know that on the first Monday of each month, I play what I have lovingly decided is my theme song, Leroy Anderson's The Syncopated Clock. I just absolutely love it. So if you haven't had a chance to hear it, I highly encourage you to check it out. Or I could be a stinker since I've got just a little bit of time left in the hour, and maybe I will carry us out of this hour with a little excerpt of it. What do you think? Yes, I just may. I have so enjoyed our time together this evening. I am back tomorrow with more music for you. Let me know what you think of the programming, and also let me know of some things you might like to listen to. You can always reach out to the station at kansaspublicradio.org and fill out a contact form and mention my name, and it'll make its way to me. Or you can find me directly online at destinyviolin.com. I've got a contact form there, too. I love hearing from you. Keep on listening. Classics Live is up next after this little treat, and I will be back tomorrow right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Our job as journalists is to check the facts and then check them again, to cite our sources and ask the tough questions that need answering.
And unfortunately, I'm going to have to go back to my first question. I still don't think I've heard an answer here. The presidential election.
What is Congress willing to do?
Is the U.S. doing everything it can?
I'm Leila Falden from NPR, where independent public service journalism is what we do. This is NPR.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in the Polsky Theater of the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts at Johnson County Community College. You are just in time for an hour of string quartet music played by four members of the Kansas City Symphony. Here are violinists Anne Marie Brown and Rena Ishii, violist Duke Lee, plus cellist Lawrence Figg. Starting off with Mozart's 14th string quartet in G major.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for coming to our concert. The piece that we just played, I think in your program it's written as chrysanthemum, but actually in English that means chrysanthemums, in case you're wondering. And it was written by Puccini after the death of a very close friend. So it's kind of a beautiful elegy in remembrance of this friend. And apparently he was so moved that he wrote it in one night. The two pieces we're going to play next, Adoration by Florence Price and The Magnetic Rag by Scott Joplin. February is Black History Month, so I thought this is a great time to kind of explore some music that maybe you haven't heard. You know, maybe you haven't heard of Florence Price, but you're really going to want to check out her music because it's really quite beautiful. She was quite a trailblazer in her day. She was the first Black American woman to have a symphony. It was actually her first symphony, performed by a major U.S. orchestra. It was performed in 1933. I would really encourage you to check out her music, especially her string quartets, symphonies, violin concertos. Also, this piece, Adoration, was originally written for solo organ, and it was meant to be performed in church. And then the second work we're going to play following that is the last rag that Scott Joplin ever wrote 3 years before his death. So for our final piece, we're going to play a song called Estrellita by Manuel Ponce. And he was one of the 20th century's greatest Mexican composers. He was also a teacher and a scholar. And he kind of collected and cataloged a lot of Mexican folk songs and traditional songs and folklore. And he incorporated a lot of that into his music.
Ending with Scott Joplin's Magnetic Rag, and just now with Estrellita by Manuel Ponce, played by four current members of the Kansas City Symphony. From the first and second violin sections were Anne-Marie Brown and Rena Ishii, plus violist Duke Lee and cellist Lawrence Figg. They got together to present this Rule Joyce recital, part of the noontime free recital series at Johnson County Community College. KPR's recording engineer Chuck Smith was there to record the concert, and I'm Cordelia Brown. Thanks for joining us for this Classics Live. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. ¶¶
Thank you.
KPR recording of trombonist Denson Paul Pollard with Ellen Summer at the piano for Fantasia 4 by Kevin Day. This has been Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music for Classics Live this evening comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU Education is online at ku.edu. You know, you have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Plus, we're online, kansaspublicradio.org, or you can download our app and listen that way.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden is proposing big changes for the Supreme Court, including a mandatory code of ethics. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
Biden unveiled his proposals at an event at the LBJ Library in Texas, commemorating the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. He wants a constitutional amendment called No One is Above the Law. If implemented, it would reverse the recent Supreme Court decision giving presidents almost total immunity. In addition to a code of ethics for members of the high court, he also proposes 18-year term limits. So going forward, each president would nominate at least one justice every 2 years. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Climate protesters demonstrated outside J.D. Vance's Senate office today. Capitol Police say 8 people were arrested. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the group Sunrise Movement also demonstrated at the Democratic National Committee headquarters.
Protesters said Senator Vance changed views on climate change, first expressing concern and later accepting fossil fuel campaign contributions and casting doubt over climate science. The Sunrise Movement released video of arrested protesters, including 18-year-old Simon Aaron of Los Angeles.
J.D. Vance is selling out to oil billionaires while California burns to the ground. People I love are at stake. My future is at stake. And J.D. Vance does absolutely nothing.
Later at the Democratic headquarters, protesters called on Kamala Harris to center climate change in her presidential campaign. Harris recently changed her position on fracking for oil and gas, saying she won't ban fracking. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
In Venezuela, protests are growing after electoral authorities ratified incumbent Nicolas Maduro as the winner in yesterday's presidential elections. Opponents say the authoritarian leader stole the election through fraud, and together with regional leaders, they're calling on authorities to provide proof of an outright win. And Pierce Carey Khan reports.
Demonstrators have been clashing with security forces around Caracas, protesting officials awarding authoritarian leader Maduro a third six-year term. 18-year-old university student Dekar Boades says he has no doubt that Maduro won through fraud. The U.S. and regional leaders have called on electoral officials to show proof of the win. They want the printouts of all precinct tallies. Venezuela says seven countries have violated its sovereignty by not accepting Maduro's win and ordered their diplomats to leave the country. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Caracas.
The man accused of setting the biggest wildfire in California this year has been charged with arson. Prosecutors say witnesses saw the man push a burning car down an embankment. The Park Fire has burned more than 373,000 acres and is 14% contained. More than 100 structures have been destroyed. Thousands have been evacuated. This is NPR News.
Stardate July 20th. Black holes are everywhere. There could be 100 million black holes that are the remnants of dead stars in the Milky Way galaxy alone. But because they're completely dark, they're hard to find. That applies even to the biggest member of the class yet discovered. It's 33 times the mass of the Sun, more than half again the mass of the galaxy's previous record holder. The black hole is in a system known as BH3. It was discovered by the Gaia Space Telescope, which is mapping more than 1 billion stars in the galaxy. The system is almost 2,000 light-years from Earth. The black hole revealed its presence only because it has a normal companion star. The companion is nearing the end of its life, so it's becoming a giant, bigger and brighter than the Sun. Gaia measured a wobble in the star's motion. Astronomers analyzed the wobble and decided that it was caused by the gravitational pull of a black hole. The black hole probably formed when a supergiant star collapsed at the end of its life. That happened billions of years ago when the galaxy was young, a conclusion supported by the age of the companion. The composition of the supergiant allowed it to form an especially heavy black hole, the biggest remnant black hole in the galaxy. BH3 is to the left of the bright star Altair, the breast of the Eagle, which is in the east at nightfall. But the system is much too faint to see without a big telescope. We have more sky-watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
That was Bud Shank.
And his quintet doing Lotus Bud. Shorty Rogers also on there, too. And we started the hour with Arturo Sandoval doing I Loves You, Porgy. I'm Tony Mowat. Here's a nice thing done by Ken Peplowski. As you settle back, relax, and enjoy, he plays tenor on this one, and it's called Deep.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't very bright.